Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Group on the background there. 17 till the hour, one of the great bands of all time, Fleetwood Mac. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, partner with Gallagher and Dossie. Tell us the website again, David.
It's invention-protection.com.
There you go. So check it out, folks. That's their website. It's not your grandfather's patent attorney website, by the way. So, David, we're talking about how to enter into contracts with people where you're the customer, where you're the vendor, how to do it in a way that's fair. The problem a lot of us have, David, as you well know, is when we're a small company and we're doing business with big companies, they're either blatantly offensive and insulting with some of the things they put in the contract that it's as if they're saying, well, we're big guys and you're the little guys. You have to take this. We're going to shove this down your throat. But then there's also the more sinister ones where they just kind of – there's just kind of some language, you know, that's not as blatant, but it's still obstructive. It prevents – you from doing business with someone. Earlier you said something about if you're the customer, you get your contract. What if the big company is the customer, do I have to do their contract?
Well, I would say that, you know, the person with the leverage is going to be the one that kicks things off with their contract. And that's why you have the rare exceptions of, you know, a daycare or a gym where you're the customer, or your auto service center where you're going to agree to their terms. But, you know, that risk and liability is not there. But when it's a small business and you're contracting with someone and you're paying them, you would want to start with your agreement and hopefully have it automated. And when you're a small business contracting with a large business, if they're your vendor, size doesn't matter. They should be signing your agreement. Now, if you're their vendor, obviously you're going to be signing their agreement.
Well, and the only
thing, you know, I looked at our.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the thing that you got to be careful about is if you're the vendor, if they're your customer, your contract is going to be limited to the scope of your work with the obligatory legal ash and trash included. If that customer gives you a contract, it's going to have the kitchen sink with it. What do you think? I try to avoid that myself. I try to make them let me do the contract. Well, of course, isn't that everyone's advantage?
Oh.
I'll do the contract. I'll pay for that. What do you think?
Yeah, the people, small businesses are notorious for, you know, wanting to save a dime. And it's funny that they would ever agree when it's their vendor proposing an agreement and they're willing to start off with that just to save a buck. It's almost always in your benefit to start with your own agreement. And like you said, be the one to proactively say, oh, here's my standard agreement. I've already got this in place.
Right.
This defines the project scope exactly how I do business and see where it goes.
Well, and as you've talked to us, as you've taught us over the years, David, you know, a lot of small businesses have a way of doing things that big companies like. And if it's your proprietary way of doing it, it's your intellectual property, and if the big company that's your customer gives you a contract and it says, and we will own your intellectual property from now until the end of time, which sounds ridiculous, David, but you and I both have seen contracts like that from big companies. you could be giving away your proprietary way of doing business. You could be handing it over to them till the end of time. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell small business clients all the time, they're surprised to hear me say, the biggest risk to your company is not your failing to protect an invention or failure to register a trademark or keep your trade secrets secret. It is the risks associated with these contracts. If you're not paying attention to them, that what are you signing away, like you said, or what risk are you undertaking due to indemnification or warranties, that if you get too thirsty to get that work, and you sign whatever someone puts in front of you, frankly, it causes them to lose respect for you.
That's exactly right.
Who wants to do business with a sucker?
That's exactly right. Because no, there's no question about it. And so, folks, this is why increasingly, as a small business, if you're doing business upstream with bigger companies, you really have to have a contract attorney, and you need to have an intellectual property mind working with you on this, because you could be putting yourself into a serious bind, more now than, say, 40 years ago, because more and more of the leverage that we use these days, all of us, is not physical, it's digital. It's ones and zeros. It's not trucks and tires. It's more intellectual property. We'll take a quick break and talk some more about this with our good friend David Dossie. Invention-protection.com is the website. Gallagher and Dossie is the company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.